Hi everyone, Deidre Shin here from The Growth Boss. And in today's episode, I am actually reflecting on something that I literally was thinking about this morning, about something super cool that we're exciting on and what that means for me and whether I'm ready for this and whether I'm ready for success. So if you'd like to listen in, then we'll be right back after this intro. The big question is this. How does an everyday person like you, like me, start their own e-commerce business and take it from zero to 100K quickly? By the way, without feeling salesy or slimy or wasting a buttload of money on paid marketing. That is the question, and this podcast will help answer it. Feel great, gave up all the struggles. We are Deidre Shen and Bonna Rai, and this is the Growth Boss Podcast.
I hope you guys are feeling special, because that's just the level of organization, the level of care that Bonna has brought to making this podcast really top notch for you guys. That's just the theme of how I'm going to be speaking, just in sentences.
But, you know, to be fair, and this actually ties in well with the episode, funnily enough.
Does it?
It does, because I feel like I've been mentioning this for the last however many weeks, but we are in the midst of just, like, intense overwhelm, because we're working on some really, really cool things, some really exciting things. I think some people already know about Capshow, some people already tried it, but Capshow is essentially a new software that we're going to be launching at the end of this month. It's currently in build. It's a new software that we're launching that is going to help entrepreneurs tell their stories really effectively through creating a bank of captions and emails for them. So really, like come on, is that not the greatest thing since sliced bread that you've heard? Because who else struggles with copy and content every single day? Who else here stares at a blank sheet of paper and not know where to start and how to get going to write their emails or to write their captions? Mm. Like, we know this firsthand. Anyway, so the reason why hubble bubble is...
I'm waiting for it.
It's because Bonna has been so busy trying to come up with the copy and stuff to actually for our actual Capshow website. We are so in, like, you know, we're working on about 10 million things at the same time that I don't fault her for her brain being complete mush.
Mush. As makeup, hubble bubble. I reserve it all for Capshow copy. Like, so when you guys read it on the platform, just know this was the price I paid.
Exactly. Just, you can link it back to this podcast episode and be like, I get it.
Bubble. Exactly.
And then you read the Capshow website and you're like, oh, okay. Like, you know, you bring the two together and from that makes one whole person in Bonna.
Exactly. Welcome to my life, guys. It's as glamorous as it sounds.
So that's actually okay. We'll link into what I want to talk about today, which is we were having this conversation, Bonna and I, this morning about all the work that we had on. We were recapping on what we were doing with Capshow. You know, I'm currently working on building the engine. I'm currently working on sort of the really cool training actually that's going to go along with it. So You guys, there's a lot in store for you. And then, you know, and in the meantime, Bonna's been working on a lot of the copy and a lot of sort of the cleanup of the engine. She's kind of like, I just go ahead and build things and then she just comes and cleans up after me.
It's a great relationship.
It is. it's a match made in heaven, I'm going to say. But with, you know, and then we were talking this morning, like, obviously, and it was really funny because I think we were like just talking about all the things that were like, laundry list of all the stuff, because that's just one part, by the way, you guys, of a lot that we're, that's just literally, because then we're also working on a Black Friday, Cyber Monday challenge for you guys. We're working on like a whole bunch of other different things that is just like insane that we're doing all at the same time. But I was talking about, you know, the feeling, because, yeah, that's right, we were talking about all of this, and then we sort of both just went silent for like a good, I reckon, about like 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And when that happens, you know that's probably just because we're just internally, just we've just withdrawn into ourselves and just trying to. I know for me, I actually couldn't get my brain to like function because it just went into like actual explode mode. Like it just went into
imploded in there.
Yeah, you know what? We just need to, let's just focus on the one next thing we need to do, which is to record this podcast. Because I cannot think past that.
Well, even then we're like, oh, we have to record four today. Because, you know, potentially, like, oh, man.
So, that's right, yeah. Anyway, so that was what happened. But then, you know, as we were, the longer it went and with the more that we're talking about, I was like, you know, the really great thing about Capture and where we're heading is that I actually feel, this is the first time that I felt, and you guys, like, I have probably launched or started 7 different companies. I don't know, like, countless different companies. This is probably the first time that I felt like I am doing, how do I say this? Like, I'm ready for this. I don't know if that makes sense. Yes. And this is the bit, actually, that I want to talk about today. Because sometimes a lot of us, we start entrepreneurship, we start things, we even start motherhood or fatherhood. Like we do all these things and we are probably not ready for it. Mm-hmm. Like we, you know, there's a lot of things that are probably meant to be holding us back. But the great thing is as entrepreneurs that we do it anyway. And that's the first step. That's like incredibly admirable, is just to get going and get started.
Yes.
But every time that I have started a business, I think there's always been other, like there's been things like whether it's like imposter syndrome or whether it's, I have no idea how I'm going to actually get this thing to market, or yes, I have no idea who my audience is, or I'm guessing at all these things, or you know what, I get told that I need to think about X, Y, Z, but I just haven't because I'm completely new to it. Like there's all these things that, you know, come into play that you just, you know, but you muddle all your way through it.
Yeah.
And so that's always happened in all my past businesses where I've just muddled my way through things.
Yeah.
This is the first time, not to say that I'm not going to not muddle through things, like I 100% will, but it's the first time that I've actually felt ready for the thing that we're building. Mm. And not just ready for the launch of it, but like, I don't know. I think in past episodes I've probably spoken about or we've touched on my fear of success.
Yes.
That still is there. And I think it comes down to, you know, the expectations that I put on myself and that the perceived expectations that, the expectations that I perceive that others put on me, which are not true.
Yes.
And that's always also, I think, in a way held me back. It's really been probably the biggest contributing factor for me playing small in a lot of things I do.
Mm.
Now this is the first time that I feel like those things, not that they don't exist, they're still there, but they're a much smaller part. Like,
yeah, I'm not in the driving seat.
Exactly. Like, yeah. And that's why I say I think that I'm ready for this because I've done all this work. I mean, it's taken me years, like well over 8 years to get to this point. And not to say that I'm like fully there, I'm fully actualized or all of that, but like, I have gone so much further in my journey and for my own personal development that I'm like, I think I'm ready for this. If we had developed this, if we had built this like even 5 years ago, I would not have been ready for it.
Yeah.
I would not have known A, how to launch it and get it to market, but B, how to potentially think about it with almost an abundance mindset and a non-fear of success or failure mindset that it would actually hold back the potential of something like this.
Yes.
So I hope I'm making sense because that was a long lead up to this point that I wanted to make. And I wanted to have a chat to you about, Bonner, for sure, about how everything that we do in our lives brings us to a point. Like it's all a journey. Like no matter if we fail, if we don't fail, if we feel like in the moment we're just like spinning our wheels or we just feel like we're on this hamster wheel and, you know, all of those things is actually leading up to something that is going to be big for you.
Yes. Yeah.
And again, I don't know if this is going to be big for us. I don't know if this is a thing, but like it feels like it's just that much closer. Like we are on the precipice.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's
whatever that looks like. Yeah.
That's what I want to have a chat about.
Yeah. I think it's super exciting and hopefully people who are, I think this is relatable on so many levels, right? Like whether you're kind of where Deidre is right now, where she's kind of really feeling that almost like can't quite define it, but you know, it's just a feeling that you have, which is great. Or you do feel like you're like just muddling your way through stuff. I think the main thing here is
that belief. And it's not just some like, I mean, you know, manifestation is great. I know it's really trendy at the moment. It's not about just believing it just out of thin air, but really kind of having that grounded belief that like whatever you're doing right now and the path that you're on is leading you towards something. It's purposeful in its own way, right? Unless you're doing something just because for the sake of it and you're feeling that cognitive dissonance, you're like, why am I doing this? Mm-hmm. That's probably a bigger sign that you're not on the right path. But if you're like, yes, you know, it's really just, and it is developing in you in ways that you don't understand right now, right?
Yeah.
I think that's the thing too. And, you know, the big takeaway, I think, from the conversation that you and I were having about this morning was kind of like going, okay, so what does that readiness feel like? It's just different ways you measure it now. Whereas before, I think a lot of the time it would be because it goes down to, you know, you're talking about your fear of success and stuff because you're looking for certainty, right? A, that this thing is going to work. And that's your fear of failure too. And when I say you, I don't mean just Deidre, like all of us, right? But, and you're looking for certainty that it is going to, or, you know, that, you know, your team aren't going to let you down or whatever it is that's on your mind right now, right? Or that you won't have the flexibility to bounce back if it doesn't go as well. So none of that has become certain now. All the uncertainties are still there, if probably even more so now, yeah, right? Totally, like in your case, yeah, you've got like an online presence now. You've got more to lose than you did like
how many years ago when I was a nobody.
Yeah, exactly, right? So now it should actually be harder. Like those things, you know, you hear all the time when people get, you know, whatever, like they have more to lose, so they risk less. Like how do you get to a point that you have technically more to lose, but you're willing to risk more? Is because I think, like you say, from a mindset perspective, it's you freeing yourself of the things that don't matter, which is all those fictitious expectations.
Yeah.
And you're focusing on the real things to be like, yes, what am I actually going to deliver? Like, for the customer, like what am I actually trying to bring to life here, and have I done everything possible? Let me, you know, make myself busy with that.
Yeah.
And I think it's like when you're, you know, whatever stage you're at with your business, you kind of need to realize, yes, everything you do is going to be just a very rough draft of what you're going to eventually become.
Mm-hmm.
But we were talking about that this morning. The drafts get better.
Yes.
Right? Now it actually looks like an animal rather than like, what is that? It doesn't look like a giraffe. No. But it's closer, right? So each time you go back to the drawing board, it's not from scratch. It's you start from experience. You don't start from scratch. So that's, I think, what gives you confidence. And it's infectious, right? Like when you speak that way, I'm like, yeah, actually, you're right. And then it gives me, and then suddenly your team is kind of like in that. And then, of course, when the team is feeling that way, it's so much more possible, the things that you want, you know? And not everyone has teams, but it's the same concept that applies, I think. So I think that's a really powerful thing. That's a very practical, grounded thing versus just kind of going, let me just manifest this thing overnight and it's going to happen. Yeah, it takes time. It takes discipline. It takes working on yourself, confronting yourself, just doing the things that are scary.
Yeah.
And then kind of it feels like almost overnight where you're like, oh, I kind of woke up and feel ready.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like this morning. But it's actually a lot of – it's just decades, not decades, but like years of work.
Oh, totally. And it's like – it's the fascinating thing is it's a very different feeling because, you know, I've had successful businesses in the past and, you know, still have them. But I don't know. I don't – sometimes like the grind that you go through, which you need to create a successful business – wears you down so much that you can't actually celebrate the success. Or it's, you know, you almost resent then like all what it took to get to that success that you don't even, you almost disregard the fact that it's successful.
Yes.
And I think that's kind of what has happened to me. It's really like ground me down over the years. And I think that's, and I don't know why this is valid. I just, it just came into my mind. But I think, you know, I think that's why I say I'm ready as well, is because like I think I found this newfound energy for what it is that we're doing, that I think I can actually focus and celebrate the successes along the way.
That's awesome.
Yeah, because it's
so
just
important.
And this is the thing, like if you, and that might just be me totally, but I know as well that there are some of you who are listening who are grinding right now, or you feel like you're grinding, you know, day in, day out. You're maybe not getting the results. You're maybe not getting the sales that you want, all of that. But I can tell you that you are going through that for a reason. Mm. You are on a path. And it's like, if I were you, I would not try to get off that path in terms of like the entrepreneurship path. You know, definitely if the business is just not working, if you can't find product market fit, you know, and you've tried
everything possible that you can, and maybe you've used Growth Boss strategies to do that, then maybe, yeah, it might have just come down to maybe you're too early, maybe you're too, you know, whatever, it's just too saturated, whatever it is.
Mm.
But once you start on that path, it's very hard to go back, which is great. It's great because this is the exciting thing about entrepreneurship, right? That you do end up staying on that path, but you might just pivot. You might just, and that I've done that multiple times as well, where you find, and what that will lead you to is finding the thing that you're meant to be doing. And when you do, then you'll kind of know what I'm talking about right now, where you are going to feel ready.
Yeah.
Because you've been through these iterations, because you've been through these downs, especially some ups, but downs, because the downs is what is going to actually help you to A, appreciate the ups, but then to handle any more downs that you do get. So,
which will happen.
Which will happen, totally. But that's what, and I think that's the thing that is what makes me feel confident that I'm ready, because I've had so many downs along the way that it's like, well, I can handle it. And I know that. I know that now, right? Yeah. Like, it's not going to break me. It's not going to make me less successful in my own eyes, and hopefully in my loved one's eyes.
You know,
like, because we've been through so many of those. So I think that's, so I think that's the thing. It's like with everything, it always comes with experience. It always comes with doing it and doing it and doing it and, you know, keep picking yourself back up. But I hope this, anyway, for anyone who's listening to this, gives you guys the confidence that you are on the right path and that you do have to keep going down that path, and that wherever that path leads you, it's going to be to the right place. Like, you just have to have faith in that, I think.
Love it.
Yeah. Anyway, that was about 15 minutes of my rambling. So thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening in. Please let me know if you enjoyed the episode. Rate and review at ratethispodcast.com/thegrowthboss. And we will see you on the next episode.
Bye.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us today and listening to this episode. Look, as a business owner myself, I'm well aware of the many, many other shows that you could have listened to. Hopefully, what we shared with you today will not only resonate with you, but will also help you on your own e-commerce journey. Now, if this episode did help you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know who might need it. Hit subscribe and leave us a review. We gonna celebrate life, turning up tonight.